This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry that day.
Seven after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, D of J and V fan, fame, no, you'll be fans of DJV, and realize how famous we are, and yet here we are every day with you, explaining what's going on in the world, for those of you who aren't smart enough to figure it out.
Okay, can we just start that whole intro over? That was like the most elitist 35 seconds I've ever heard.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Come on. It's just, man, we're just joshing with those people who are listening. Two very important things this week, election tomorrow. 1 in 4 registered voters have participated in early voting. I don't like that.
I don't either.
We have one of the four of us that's already done it. That's
yeah,
right.
Kara did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does it mean her vote counts more or less? No, but it just is.
I just feel like there's already a lot that can go wrong. And yeah. I don't know. Now, for your early voting, Kara, did you have to go somewhere or did you mail it in? Did you do...
I went to location, and it's exactly the same as when you vote normally. We had the paper ballots, and you bubble in all your little answers like you're taking a test, and then you scan it. So that was exactly the same as the last time I voted in the primaries. But it's, I agree.
If I were grading that test, I know you'd get at least one right wrong.
thank you. But, yeah, I agree that I don't really like the absentee ballots that you send in the mail, because that seems like that could go wrong in so many different ways.
Well, and those only get counted if there's, like... if it's a really close race anyway, right? I mean, to make the announcement.
Seriously? That's how that works?
Everybody gets counted at the end of it all. But to give, you know how they project where your state goes before they could possibly count every vote?
Yeah.
If the margin is wide enough. If the margin is wide enough, they never count the absentee votes. If they, I mean, actually at the end of things they do to give you the final number, but they'll project your state before they count the votes, yes.
Yep. Not a good system. Don't like it. Go vote. Vote, 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 vote. Okay, so that's very important. Also, another important event this week is Veterans Day, which is on Friday, one of the few holidays that are not confounded by constitutional or not constitutional, excuse me, congressional meddling. It doesn't happen on a Monday. It actually happens on the day that is referred to by most as Armistice Day, 11th of November, when the end of World War I came about, 1918. And so, therefore, in this circumstance, it gives us cause to actually think about what went on, what goes on. My continuing harangue about veterans and how they are abused, not taken care of by the system, how many times we had new people in the veterans' jobs, that, oh, everything's going to be better, and it's not. So here's an idea that has taken root in some communities around the country. See if you think this is a good idea. Police officers beginning to wear a beard. In some jurisdictions, there has been an okay from the chief to have no shave November. And what they're going to do is use that as a gimmick to raise money.
Oh, for November?
Various.
Yeah.
Right. No November. Shave November for veterans, raising money for benefits that could go to they're going to shave their face at the end of the time, at the end of the month, supposedly. I don't know what they're going to do with what they shave off of their faces, but you have to be clean-shaven.
Can I stop shaving my face, too?
Never.
Your boyfriend will be like, oh, wow, you're really hairy. Oh, it's for November. I'm doing it for you, sweetie. It's all about men's health.
Yes. So the participants have to start the month with no beard, and then they don't shave again until November 30th. Every participant promises to donate $100 to participate, at least in the way that is being done by some communities here in Massachusetts. The Red Sox Foundation has gotten behind it. along with some other organizations, to promote raising money. And just in our town alone last year, $15,000 was raised to help veterans. In this case, one 22-year veteran of the Army, he had been basically ignored. The same story we hear over and over and over again. He had some real serious, not PTSD problems, but he had problems with some injuries that he received in the war that never correctly healed. And he happened to have been a police officer here. But I know this is being done around the country, and I think it's a pretty good idea. Anything that we can do, let me underscore, the reason I chose that story is because I think anything that we can possibly do to help isolate, and further make lives of those people who wore uniform, they got hurt on the job, better. We talk a lot about it, but I don't think we do anywhere near enough. And I think that's individual and collective. I think we talk about it a lot. I decided to contribute to a local veterans organization that my father used to support. I had forgotten about it for years and years, and then it happened that while I was on this trip to England, I did a lot of reflection, especially on my mother and my father and what their lives were all about, what they were for. And my father supported two things. Because he was an orphan, he supported the boys, Father Flanagan's Boys Town. Any of you ever heard of it?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah. For boys that had no parents, and this is something my father obviously was close to, so he supported them. And I looked at a number recently. My father made good money as an uneducated guy. He decided he wanted to do something that would give him the freedom to do the things that he wanted. And he was an excellent salesman. He worked in the clothing business for most of his life. And at one point in time, he had amassed, I don't know, $4 or $5 million as he retired. Unfortunately, he invested three of it in a bad investment, and he lost it all. But he still had, you know, a couple of $1 million as when he passed. And he gave, but over the course of his life, he gave $300,000 to this Father Flanagan's thing.
Wow.
At Boys Town. And that was a lot for a guy like him. But he also supported local veterans clubs that were somehow connected to the Columbus Club. Columbus Club is a Catholic organization. Do they have them still? We still have them around here. Do they have them in New York and Los Angeles?
I've never heard of it. I don't know.
I haven't either. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some of the older folks listening to the program know that I'm talking about something that did exist. But anyway, I give you the. I'm telling you the story because it's something to think about when it comes to veterans and where, you know, sort of putting your money where your mouth is. So I'm going to support this one organization that I just found out about. And it isn't even just talking about it. It's doing something. Talk is cheap unless you write a check. And then doing something to help. If you don't have any money, go help the veterans organizations on Friday or through this week or through this month or through this year or in some way, shape, or form. Show these people, even if we don't agree. You see, this is where people don't get it. I could say, and I have said, I didn't like the Vietnam War. I don't like any war that we've been in since World War II because we haven't won anything. We've lost a lot of money and a lot of men. But we do this in the name of the military-industrial complex, and we're not safer for it. We didn't really avenge until we killed Osama bin Laden September 11th. We didn't do. We went to Iraq and wasted a lot of money and time and lives, and we did the same thing in Afghanistan. And so, you know, these things, that's one issue. But if you have somebody in your family or you know somebody that put on a uniform and they went to serve and they really were in harm's way and you don't support them, I think there's something wrong with you. I do. I don't think it's right. It just doesn't fit in my mind. And I don't know whether you ladies have people in your families. We've become distant now. Most families used to have someone that it was in them that served.
At least one person, right?
Yeah. Now that's not the case. Victoria, you got anybody in your family that served in the armed services? And this is not a judgment. It's just a question.
Yeah. My grandfather was in World War II.
But he was an Irish soldier, right?
No, this is my American grandfather. Yeah,
Your American grandfather.
My American grandfather. He was in the Navy, and he was on one of the merchant marine ships that was leased to the Navy, and he was in the Baltic Sea with, like, the German U-boats underneath the boats. I mean, it was really... I watched the Imitation Game over the weekend, the Alan Turing story, and, you know, seeing all the footage that they have of the U-boats and thinking, oh, my... I said to Lewis, oh, my God, that was my grandfather. If Alan Turing hadn't cracked those codes, I wouldn't be here, you know, and just, I have and when my grandfather passed away 2 years ago, the Navy meant everything to him, and he had a military funeral, and the wonderful, wonderful volunteers came and played Taps, and if you can get through Taps without crying, you're a better person, you're a stronger person than I know, and it was just amazing, and to see the support that they had for a man they had never even met, it was really, really emotional and wonderful.
You know how dangerous being a merchant marine was? Those ships had no protection.
He was in the Navy. The Navy had leased these merchant marine ships, these flat-bottom boats that were in the Baltic Sea. I mean, to hear my grandfather tell these stories, the seasickness alone, my God, I don't even know how they made it.
Well, but even if it was a regular freighter, for example, that was used to carry, as Americans, before we got into the war, contributed greatly to the British effort, and we shipped... millions of tons of stuff across the North Atlantic, but a lot of those ships got, you know, as soon as the Germans found out what was going on, they were out there sinking every one of those things.
Yep,
I know there was a convoy of, I think, 24 ships that went across just before we got involved in World War II. The Germans sunk them all, every one of them.
And to think, too, my grandfather was—he was so willing to—and he was 18 when he went to war, and he—and it was still his big. And he had a lot of accomplishments throughout his life. He worked on the space program, and I mean, he did a lot of things. But that was still the number one thing that meant the most to him was the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, Jennifer, what about you and your family?
Yeah, my dad's brother was part of Vietnam.
I know, yeah.
My Uncle Jack.
I know.
Yeah, my dad's only brother. He's his only sibling. But what was interesting there is that he was part of the draft. And because he was a really smart kid, he was able to avoid... They put you where based on your grade. So the smarter kids had, you know, more desky type jobs, and then the not quite so smart kids would be the ones that were put out into the battlefield.
Yep.
Yeah. And thank God he was a smart kid, because he ended up being stationed in Hawaii the entire time and worked in communications. And so he was actually fairly safe, or actually really safe during the whole thing, and was able to come home.
When you said he had good grades, was he in college when he was drafted? Or was he 18? In high school, or
it was, you know? He would have been just going into college, actually. Wow. So I think his high school grades were taken into account. He and my dad were both valedictorians. They were really smart.
Wait, but he's a little older than your father, isn't he?
He's a couple years older, but so my dad actually, he dodged that bullet. My dad never got drafted, but he was born in, my dad was 51, he was born in 48, I believe.
The point here, and we'll have these conversations every day this week, I guarantee you, is to be aware and conscious of the people about whom we will focus on Friday, Veterans Day. 20 minutes past the hour here with DJV.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Polly put the kettle on. It's been morning now for days. There's a rooster.
23 after the hour now with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria, and New Music Monday. Starting with Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Roan Country Banjo. This is a new EP called If You Lived Here, You Would Be Home By Now.
Which is kind of a stupid title.
It is.
I'm just going to say it.
So Robinson is with the, was with the Black Crowes.
Yeah, right.
A band that I know people, I was talking about them earlier today, Jen. I never felt like they really, it's sort of, I refer them and a couple of groups like them, like I do to Spirit Airlines. An airline has no reason for being. The Black Crowes, I never forget what the reason was for
Chris Robinson, this guy is actually Kate Hudson's baby daddy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's another combo. She liked a bunch of these rockers, didn't she?
Yeah.
She loves rock guys, yeah.
Where you look at it and you go, wait a second. Like, what is she, hot, beautiful Kate Hudson, doing with him? But, hey, you know.
I like the bad guys. All right, so anyway, this
is
called...
That's what we think about Meredith, too. What's that hot woman doing with Doug? And then we're like,
thank you very much.
Yeah, very nice. Just teasing. Uh-huh. Happy birthday.
All right, so what do we get in terms of reviews for this, Victoria?
Well, basically, he's mellowed out a lot. Now they're more acoustic. He's kind of experimented with lots of different types of music since the Black Crowes broke up in 2010. So this is his latest experiment. He's on the real on the edge of country, and he has been kind of always in a sense with his southern rock, and now he's almost full country.
Okay, so this is one of the three new songs, a new Music Monday from Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Roan County Banjo. All right, do what you will with that. Now, here's something that I can wrap myself around. Stevie Nicks' new tune. It's from the remastered deluxe version of Belladonna, which goes back to 1981, her debut solo album. This is her master, because she's on the road now, to some unreleased versions of songs that have been a part of her live performances. I wanted to go see her. She's going to be in Boston next Tuesday night, but then I have to do something else that night, so I kind of put it aside, but she...
Yeah. This album is kind of... This is sort of for, like, the, you know, a great Christmas gift or Hanukkah gift for the Stevie Nicks lover in your world, because this has been remastered, and the original demo versions of songs that turned into other things, and it's a comprehensive collection. I forget how many tracks it has, but I want to say it's at least 25, maybe even 30. But really cool stuff. Now, this song, Leather and Lace, turned into a very famous big hit duet with Don Henley.
Yeah.
But this is how it was originally. It was just Stevie with a guitar.
Mm-hmm. Crank us up, Carol, will you?
Such a great voice.
Very strong voice.
My city on mountain, stay with me, stay.
She's got enough power to fill up these stadiums. She's got it still.
Oh, I saw her at the Garden with Fleetwood Mac a year ago, and she was just phenomenal.
Yeah. But even on her own, she's filling up these venues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Number one new music tune from Bon Jovi. It's from a new album, This House Is Not For Sale, called Roller Coaster. Crank this up, Carol, will you? Richie Sambora is not with them anymore?
No. He went to Hawaii and never came back.
Really?
Literally. He was supposed to be on stage and never showed.
And for the ladies, by the way, I always thought, like, what's his big attraction with Richie Sambora? You know, he'd always get, like, the hot chicks in Hollywood.
Ugly guy.
And then if I saw him walking down the strip, like, ew, what's going on? When I saw him in concert, I totally got it.
He's a great guitar player.
Yeah. Yes. He just didn't show up one day, and that was the end of that.
Yep.
So. All right.
They had a lot of fights about it.
He called up Bon Jovi. Where's my last check? 28 past the hour here.
All these tracks will fly all when my crash. Don't look back.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline. It is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria for the 7th of November. How do you do? Hope you had a good weekend and now are back into the swing of things. I'm not sure which is more important to report to you on at this moment. The discussion of the poo-pourri commercial that's on a lot of the sports shows or the sports news itself. The commercial that why is this offensive? Because it's
oh, it's not.
Gross.
It's genius. This is probably one of the smartest products ever made. What Victoria was saying,
I don't think
there's
Victoria
a product.
Agrees with you on this
no,
one,
she doesn't
yeah.
like to talk about poop. But that's why we're such a good yin and yang, because that's all
we
I
are.
Like to talk about
yeah.
is poop.
Oh God.
So.
I keep having co-hosts who only want to talk about poop. My last female co-host literally gave me the book Everybody Poops for Christmas.
Everybody does
because I'm so averse to talking about it.
The only reason to go to the zoo is to watch the animals poop. And that's
oh,
the,
God.
The only reason I like to go is standing in front of that elephant cage. And you're like, wow.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas. I'll get you all these VI poo bathroom sprays and you'll
be into it. This VI poo spray has been advertising this weekend, but I think it's a ripoff of Poopery, which, Dougie, you might want to investigate. Because it's a very discreet.
Please tell me
why. My water out. Yeah, why does he need to investigate?
Trust me. It's a discreet, like classy looking spray that you can take with you, and you spray it in the toilet before you, you know, drop the kids off at the pool.
Yeah.
And it sucks in all the stink, so you don't have any smell. I mean, it's not like the terrible lilac bathroom spray like your grandmother used to have, so it smelled like somebody pooped in the lilac bed. No, it sucks away the smell.
Okay.
Wow, that is quite the ringing endorsement.
I'm happy. I know all that stuff's going on. All right, let's get to the
Please, real. Those other sprays just cover it. You're like, oh, cinnamon sticks, really?
All right. That's what it all smells like in my bathroom, cinnamon sticks.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Marathon
has
been...
That's not a cinnamon stick.
It's been run. The results, so you're in New York, Victoria. What happened at the race? Did you go watch it?
I did not. I make it a yearly tradition to avoid all things marathon related.
Okay.
Most right. New Yorkers do, but it draws a big crowd every year. And this year, the guy who won, I mean, Eric Trian something. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he's from.
Alazi.
Yeah,
he was Alazi, maybe something like that.
They're either
something
Kenyan like or Nigerian. What is he?
He's an Eritrean.
I don't know.
He's an Eritrean.
Has to be.
They're from the same neck of the woods. They're all a horn. The Kenyans and the Kenyans next to Eritrea.
I'll have you know, the horn family does not run at all.
Unless there is an ice cream truck going down
unless
the street,
unless someone
right?
be chasing us. We're not running.
Well, he became the youngest guy to ever win the race. He's 20. And then on the women's side, Kenya's Mary Keitany, she won for the third year in a row, which she set a new record. Apparently,
these people
there was,
are like stick figures. They're so skinny.
I know.
They have a little muscle on their bones, but not much because they just don't have. They don't want to be able. They don't want to be slowed down in the wind by body mass. So they just run. The only thing where they have any mass is on their legs.
It is amazing to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Kara tried, and then she broke her leg.
Right, thank you. Yeah.
Never again.
Let me tell you, the dangers of running are big. They're bigly, if you'd like to take the word of Donald.
They're bigly.
They are bigly.
Right. The story of this solo sailor, 66-year-old Rich Wilson.
From your neck of the woods, right? He's from Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Yeah, right. Well, a lot of the people who have been good in these endeavors are from the Marblehead, Ipswich, Gloucester area. All right, so what's the story? He decided to do this, and why?
Well, because he's a 66-year-old who's obviously looking to check some items off of his bucket list.
Yeah.
He actually suffered from acute asthma since his childhood. He's a former teacher. This is his second attempt at the Vendee Globe, which is the world's only solo, nonstop, around-the-world sailing race. So he gets into this boat. He goes to sea, eating instant oatmeal and trying to steer a 60-foot boat across all of the oceans on the planet. He's almost three times older than the race's youngest competitor, who's 23-year-old Swiss skipper Alan Rora. He's been training for months in preparation for a 28,000-mile race.
Imagine
29
that.
Skippers have set sail Sunday from France's Atlantic coast, embarking on a voyage around the southern capes that will take approximately 100 days to compete.
Wow.
I can't even imagine.
These are not big boats.
No.
Oh, you mean 60 feet, right? Isn't that what it is? Yeah, 60
feet.
Not,
that's not big.
For one person, that's a lot to manage.
If, in fact, well, if they stay away from the North Atlantic, they'll be okay. If they take the southern route, the weathers are not, the trade winds and the waters now, because the hurricane season's over, and what happens in the Atlantic and the Pacific now, pretty quiet. And so maybe that's the reason they're having it at this time of year.
I just think it's kind of cool. I mean, look, I would never be crazy enough to do this because it's, I mean, 60 feet, that's a small capsule to be on for 100 days. I mean, it's a lot to manage, but to just be stuck there for 100 days with no one else, eating instant oatmeal and trying to avoid the, you know, the weather, and I couldn't imagine. But how cool that he felt like he was overcoming this illness. He wanted to prove that he could do it, and so it was on his list, and he's doing it.
Yep.
He did it in 2000. 2009, he finished ninth, and that was kind of a weird, that must have been a rough weather year, because only 11 sailors out of the 29 or 30 who began finished. Three of them died. So
it's very dangerous.
It is totally dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Good luck to him, though.
All right, so hip, hip, hooray for the Chicago fans and the Cubs and all of the parades and excitement there. As the World Series came to an end last week, the Cubs and all of their fans did a lot of celebrating, and nothing really bad happened from what I can see. Anyway, my vantage point, I wasn't here for the the last piece of it. I was here for the weekend. I didn't see any stories indicating Chicago fell apart.
No.
You know, watching them after the win, you usually see these big cities where people are, you know, rolling over cars and setting things on fire. That didn't happen in Chicago. And for a city that has a reputation, and not just a reputation, the hard facts that there are, it's a very violent town, a lot of a lot of deaths every weekend. I was curious to know, and I'm going to try to do some research to figure it out, if the gun violence went down during the Cubs play in the World Series. That would be an interesting thing. Maybe maybe the city needed something good to get behind.
Well, yeah, it was nice to see, because I always feel like the point of sports is to unite people anyway,
yes.
So it was nice to see that actually come to fruition instead of doing the opposite and tearing people apart and... Because that was my number one thought. I thought, oh, my God, if Cleveland wins again because they already won the NBA championships, I was like, the city's going to burn down. And I thought the same thing would happen in Chicago. So it was very cool to see the opposite.
Well, it's nice to see. I've heard so many people over the weekend say that the World Series wasn't just good for Chicago. It was good for America. Everyone had a moment where it didn't even matter if you just had to pick a team. Like, I had no allegiance to either team, but I was so happy that Chicago won. And the games were really great. It was such a nice distraction from the mess that's the election.
Well put.
And by the way, 8 killed and 36 wounded this weekend, so I guess not so much.
Well, okay.
Not parade related,
down,
though, right?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Was that parade related or celebration related?
No, that's just Chicago.
Just Chicago.
Just being in Chicago. Dale Earnhardt Jr., his career has been quite good. He's a great driver. Races fast cars, likes fast women, you know, all that good stuff. But he went a little too far and a little too fast on his way to the Sprint Cup race at the Texas Motor Speedway over the weekend. His fiance tweeted a photo of a policeman giving him a ticket.
He was just practicing. Come on, guys.
Oh, my God.
It must be hard to be a professional race car driver and not want to speed out of just second nature when you're on a highway.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I get road rage when somebody's going too slow in front of me. Think about it. These people who are used to driving hundreds of, like, 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Get a... Put a lid on it there, Jen. All right, some more. I have actually some car news that I want to pass along. But first, information for those of you who want your body to be nutrient-rich, fixing blood pressure issues naturally. Last night in my very special birthday dinner that Meredith had for me, we had a couple very good, very, very good friends. Meredith had kept this, she didn't want me to know anything about what the day was going to be. I started the morning, had a nice breakfast, then we went out and did some clothes shopping, and then she took me to dinner, and she didn't tell me, she likes to do that. She likes to surprise me, and it was cool. Went to this place she'd never been before, and when I walked through the door, the lady said, well, you're the first people to arrive. And so I'm looking at Meredith and I'm thinking, okay, who'd you invite? And she didn't tell me until they came in. The people who were there, my great friend, almost lifelong friend, and my lawyer, Arthur White, and his wife came. And we got into a conversation because I was sleepy yesterday. I hadn't slept much on the plane, and I just took a nap before we started our activity yesterday, having come back from California on Saturday night, Sunday morning. So Meredith gave me a glass of Super Beats to wake me up. She takes them. Victoria takes them. Jennifer takes them.
To you as you were drinking it.
Yeah. Right. So I was, yes, you're right. And so I was a little slow yesterday. So Meredith picks me up a glass of Super Beats, and it picked me up for the rest of the day. And that's what it'll do for you. Superbeets is all natural, non-GMO beets that are grown specifically for and by the folks that produce Superbeets. They cook them, they dry them, they powder them, they put them in a canister. You put a spoonful into a 4-ounce glass of water, into some smoothie, whatever it is that you find good in terms of your own style, whatever it is. This was a glass of water for me, and drank it down. It did in a few minutes what we say it will do. It will bring you around. It opens up, technically, the nitric oxide in beets opens up your veins, and arteries, so the blood can get through to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. And so I did a commercial at the table yesterday, because Arthur and his wife didn't know anything about super beets. And so I did a commercial at the table last night and told them to go buy them at DougLikesBeets.com, which is what you can do. 800-655-4183. You can buy them at Amazon. You can buy them all over the place. This is a product that does exactly what the manufacturers say it does in my communication with you. It improves your circulation, and in doing that, keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. You'll have a healthier heart. Your brain will be better because you get blood up there. That's what causes a lot of problems, Alzheimer's, dementia, all that sort of stuff, or anything in your body that falls apart is because not getting enough blood. So get the blood to every part of your body. Better circulation, 800-655-4183. And when you call right now, you get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Money-back guarantee. If it doesn't do what I say, it'll do. Get a copy of this book, Beat the Odds, too, with your first order. It's a simple call to 800-655-4183 that will change your life. No risk offer. Try this life-changing nutrient breakthrough, and if you don't like it, you keep it and call them and say, I want my money back, and they'll send you your money back. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the story of Mr. J.P. Gold, who was supposed to get married this weekend. He found himself in a little bit of a hole, though. The lady he wanted to marry, thought he was going to marry, decided that it wasn't going to be a go. So he's going to give away his engagement ring to a needy couple. He's from Indianapolis. He's got this engagement ring sitting in a box. Apparently the whole thing fell apart last year. He wants to give it away to a couple. He said, my thought
was... The relationship, not the ring, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
exactly. No one wants a broken ring.
It's a 1.7 carat diamond. I don't know anything about how big is that.
Not as big as what I would predict Jennifer might get.
Shut up.
Okay, well, at any rate, I don't know anything. So he posted the listing on Craigslist. Says, I want to find a young couple in love that maybe aren't financially established. I prefer to go to a local Indianapolis couple. I'm going to let it sit until I find the right person. He wants an invitation to the wedding, or if he gives you the ring.
That's pretty cool. I think that's a good deal.
Yeah, that is a good deal. Yep. All right, Mr. Gold, good luck to you. 10 before the hour here with DJ D.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I thought we talked about this Wonder Woman movie a couple of weeks ago, Chuck, didn't we?
We did.
Probably last month.
Yeah?
Warner Brothers released a new trailer to Wonder Woman, which stars actress Gal Gadot. It comes out this June. The trailer, I must say, looks really good. And much to a lot of people's surprise, a lot of people had issues with her casting. She's fantastic. And
what's
holds
her story?
Screen.
What's her where's
very
she
commanding
come from?
Presence. She was in the Fast and the Furious franchise. I was not that much familiar with her work. I know she's currently in the movie Keeping Up with the Joneses, which has not done well at the box office. But she was really good in Batman vs. Superman, and the trailer they just cut to Wonder Woman.
Is she the tall one? The wife of the...
She's tall and thin. Yeah. A lot of people thought, you know, her body type went against the grain of what Wonder Woman was supposed to be.
Because she's too thin?
Personally, I don't get that analytical on it. I don't, but she's really good.
Okay. I loved her as Wonder Woman in Batman vs. Superman. I thought she was great. I'm excited for this movie.
Hmm. What about you, Doug? Will you second online?
Nah, I don't know.
He doesn't like any of that stuff.
I want to see somebody. If you're gonna portray, it's kind of like I was on the plane coming back from L.A. Yesterday morning, and I'm watching this movie, the TV show Blind Spot, which I hadn't seen before, featuring the story of a woman who just sort of shows up with tattoos all over her body, and she's this kick butt woman, but she doesn't have any support to her. I don't buy that a woman that doesn't have some physical stuff. I mean, if it's
she doesn't look like she's in shape. You mean
no? It shouldn't look like she can do what they've got her doing. I think you get somebody like Gina Carano or one of those. What's her face that's doing the MM? What's the other one?
Ronda Rousey.
I mean, you put them in a role like that, and it kind of looks like they can play the part. But you put one of these skinny minis in.
You know, that's funny. That kind of annoys me too sometimes when you see a girl who looks like a little waif and she's kicking butt. I agree with you on that. I don't like that.
Well, supposedly Ronda Rousey is going to star in the Roadhouse remake.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
But let me just put down one patron, Doug Steffen, for Roadhouse.
I can see that. All right, Chucky's going to give us box office totals in a moment here.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
At Jared, we turn feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like an iconic watch from our spectacular Movado collection. The timeless Movado Museum dial with its signature single dot design looks even more modern today than when it debuted in 1947. And this holiday season, it will look even better on her. The one unique gift that says it all. That's why he went to Jared.
Hi, Checker. What do we have total-wise over the weekend?
No surprise, Doug, Marvel's 14th superhero movie, Doctor Strange, dominated the box office for the most part, doing a pretty impressive $85 million. I went to see it on Saturday night. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. Overall, I thought it was a lot of fun. I'm not a big fan of sorcery and magic in movies because, like you said, it's not really grounded, obviously, in reality. Having said that, the lead, Benedict Cumberbatch, a great actor, I thought he was awesome. Awesome in the title role. Great supporting work. Tilda Swinton did really good. And it also deals with some interesting subjects like immortality, parallel universes. So overall, I was entertained. I liked it. I think the audience that watched it seemed to dig it. Two really good end credit sequences. So I'm going to recommend it. Again, $85 million. The animated movie Trolls, $45.6 million. I got to be honest, I'm not that interested in animation. Can't tell you why, just not. Number three, Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge, $14.7 million. Great reviews. I'm going to go see it this week. Boy, oh boy, Doug, I hope there's an adult-oriented audience that supports real movies. Number four, Madea's Halloween, Madea Halloween, 7.8. This film's done very well, $65 million in 3 weeks. And Inferno, Ron Howard's Inferno, round out the top five, 6.2, with just the underwhelming 20.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.